Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. I'm so excited to tell you that we've just launched a Get Sleepy premium channel. This will give you access to a special podcast feed, which will include an exclusive bonus episode released every Thursday. It is the absolute best way you can support the podcast, and I want to thank all of you amazing listeners who have signed up already. We wouldn't be able to provide this podcast for free without you, or without the help of our wonderful sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a member of Get Sleepy Premium, check out our website at getsleepy.com/support. Or just follow the link in the show notes to learn more. Tomorrow, we'll be releasing a Calming Waves meditation exclusive to Get Sleepy Premium. I hope you'll join me there. Tonight's episode is supported by our friends at Blue Blocks. The damaging effects of blue light can often lead to digital eye strain. Symptoms can include blurred vision, headaches, dry, watery eyes, heightened anxiety, and low energy. Blue Blocks was created to fix these problems and block out the blue light with evidence-backed, high-quality lenses. With many companies mass-producing blue light-blocking lenses, which lack in quality and research, the Blue Blocks founders wanted to change that trend and give everybody access to the real deal. They have over 20 frames in the latest fashion trends, and they come in prescription, non-prescription, and readers. Blue Blocks can even turn almost any existing pair of glasses into custom blue blockers. From my own experience with the Blue Blocks sleep lenses, I can highly recommend these for anybody who struggles to wind down and feel tired towards bedtime, particularly if you tend to be on screens of an evening. They've definitely made a big difference for me. So get your energy back, sleep better, and block out the unhealthy effects of blue light with Blue Blocks. Go to blueblocks.com today and get free shipping worldwide and 15% off with the code SLEEPY. That's BLUBLOX. com and use the code SLEEPY for 15% off. Now, for tonight's story, Nadine will read to us as we explore the lush environment along the Cambaza River in the Amazon rainforest. You can drift off to sleep to the sights and sounds of the jungle. Before we set out on this adventure, take your time to find a comfortable position and settle yourself down in the coziest spot. Now, bring your focus to your breathing. Begin to observe the breath as it moves through your body, starting its journey in your nose, moving down the back of your throat, through your lungs, and into your diaphragm. On the exhale, notice the air moving back out of your body as your chest lowers. Think about how that makes you feel. The rise and fall, the soothing sensation as your diaphragm fills up with air, and the release of tension and energy as you breathe back out. When you start to drift off to sleep tonight, you may find that your breath naturally slows. Follow your breath down this path, It leads to a good night's rest. Now, let's begin our story. Let your mind travel to the vast ecosystem of the Amazon rainforest, the lungs of our planet. Our journey starts on a quiet morning, somewhere deep in the jungles of Peru.
You step out of your lodge, a wooden structure rooted on a muddy green and brown hill. The morning sun pierces through the thick green canopy of the Amazon rainforest. Walking down a dirt path toward the village, you stride from stepping stone to stepping stone. As you walk, you hear the crowing of roosters and good morning calls of parrots in the trees. Green plants, dotted with red and yellow monkey brush flowers, spring up around you. They reach for the sun that eases itself between the leaves on its way to the forest floor. Their leaves rustle in the gentle breeze, creating a soothing background for the birds leading the chorus of sound. When you get to the bottom of the hill, you meet your guide for the day, a smiling young woman who has lived in the Amazon basin her entire life. She has much to share with you about the flora, fauna, and people of the area. You follow your guide down the path, her mud-caked boots leaving footprints in the ground. She wears a wide-brimmed hat that is fastened under her chin, shading the glistening light that has made it through the ceiling of leaves above you. Passing by wooden houses, the noisy squawks of chickens reach your ears as children chase the birds from yard to yard. Cacao beans lie on woven mats in the sun, drying. The pleasant, nutty aroma fills the air as you walk by. In a few minutes, you hear the sounds of human chatter and the sprinkling of a fountain as the main square of San Roque de Combaza comes into view. The town centre rests on the slope of the Combaza River. The main square is home to a handful of buildings, several small shops and single-story houses. Locals are scattered around the benches that line the buildings, drinking tea and chatting with each other. Nearby, some children are playing as their mothers walk around, selling fruit, cacao, and freshly ground nut butter. You find a grassy spot to sit in the middle of the square, and your guide places a freshly sliced papaya in front of you. The orange colour of the fruit fits perfectly in the surroundings of the rainforest, looking at home among the orange, pink, and red flowers. The grass is soft and cool beneath your toes as you take your first bite of the fruit. 3,000 native fruit species grow in the Amazon region, and with so much rain, they're some of the best in the world. You can taste the freshness of the papaya as it melts in your mouth. When you've finished your snack, you follow your guide across the square and down the hill to the Combaza River. The river has a cloudy, reddish-brown hue. It is one of the tributaries of the Amazon, which breaks off from the main waterway. A light breeze greets you at the river, as well as the gentle rush of water as it runs over rocks and logs. The water looks refreshing and clear, despite its darker colour. The rocky riverbank leads down to a shallow area of water, where your guide recommends dipping your feet in. You slip out of your shoes and take a moment to stand on one of the flat rocks near the riverbed. The rock has been sitting in the morning sun and warms the bottom of your feet. You step into the river, looking to the opposite bank about 20 or 30 meters away. As your toes slip beneath the surface, you let out a breath. The cool water laps at your legs and clouds of soft mud billow around your feet after being disturbed by your steps. In front of you, the river meanders through the rainforest landscape. Brown trunks and big flat green leaves of the trees extend as far as you can see. The winding waterway before you looks like a maze, twisting its way through the dense jungle. There's a splash in the water behind you. To your surprise, you turn to see a giant river otter swimming lazily in your direction. Its puppy dog eyes survey the area as it splashes in and out of the shallow stream. It seems to be casually searching for fish to eat while soaking in the warm sun rays, just like you are. The otter passes by, continuing to swim downstream. For a brief moment, it rolls itself over and playfully lifts its stomach out of the water. As you watch it fade into the landscape, you can't help but envy the otter's laid-back way of life. You step out of the river and allow the sun to dry off the drops of water on your ankles and feet. Your entire body feels reinvigorated from the cool sensation of the water. As you wait for your feet to dry in the humid air, you gaze over the lush growth of the shrubs and vines by the river. You feel you could stand here forever, looking at the different types of palm trees that make up the canopy of the forest and the many sweet-smelling flowers that grow here. The rainforest owes part of its biodiversity to the phosphorus-rich dust from the Sahara Desert in Africa. Desert windstorms sweep dust particles over the Atlantic Ocean, landing in the South American continent and helping the rainforest flourish. It's quite amazing, you think, that something half the world away can make such an impact on the local climate. When your feet are dry, you put your socks and boots back on. You feel the subtle coarseness of the laces between your fingertips as you tie your shoes. You follow a new path behind the sure steps of your guide, allowing the sounds of the rainforest to wash over you. The river babbles as a chorus of 100 hidden birds tweet in harmony. The constant buzz of the cicadas and other insects make it feel like you're walking through a noise machine. But somehow, these sounds blend seamlessly with your surroundings, so that you only notice them and you focus closely. A nearby chattering draws your eyes upwards, where you witness an interesting sight. Tiny furry monkeys are looking down at you and laughing from their treetop perches. They'd be small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. Quite adorable, you think. As they move quickly from branch to branch, your guide identifies the species. The pygmy marmoset is one of the world's smallest primates and is native to the Amazon jungle. Further on, the path begins to slope upward. Your guide uses the river like a compass as you weave through the lush forest. You notice the beautiful pinks and purples of orchids and passion fruit flowers that are in bloom. A faint buzzing of bumblebees resonates in the air as they spread their pollen. Beside you, a glass frog hops from leaf to leaf. Its translucent green skin glows against the shade of liana vines. The black globe-like eyes of the frog look forward, and as you catch a glimpse of its belly, you can see the frog's tiny heart through its skin. What a remarkable little creature, you think to yourself. The air is humid, and the scent permeating your nostrils is earthy and tropical. You feel as if you're absorbing the scents through your skin. The sweet floral aromas envelop you. The fauna changes as you continue walking upwards. The plants and trees, still a million shades of green, become shorter. The river to your left is rushing faster, and to your right, endless rows of palm trees, spring acacia berries, and cacao beans. As the sun reaches its midday elevation, you arrive at your first resting place. The river narrows and then widens to reveal a tumbling waterfall. Clear water comes crashing down from 12 feet above, creating a cloud of mist as it fills the pool at its feet, before rushing to rejoin the river. The pool is deep and wide. The water is calm once it flows away from the crashing waterfall. You walk around the pool and find a place to sit. Your guide unpacks a picnic lunch on a large, smooth rock in the shade. The sweat cools on your brow as you unwrap the banana leaf your guide has placed in front of you. The scent of fried plantains and rice fills your nostrils. Leaning back in the shade, you stretch your legs out, finding relief for your muscles after a long morning walk. You take time to enjoy your meal, letting the flavors and textures nourish you. The continuous chug of the waterfall helps your body to completely relax and your mind to slow down. You're not the only slow mover here right now. In the tree above you, a sloth is hanging on a branch. It appears to be making its way further up the tree, albeit a very gradual pace. In fact, it feels like you're watching it in slow motion. These gentle creatures sleep for roughly 18 hours every day and are the most active at night. So you're rather lucky to have seen one ascending the trees by the waterfall. Perhaps the sloth wants to catch more of the sun while it naps. Meanwhile, Colourful butterflies hover in the air above you. Dashings of blue, yellow, and red drift across your line of vision with each flutter of their wings. The stones around you are covered in moss, and small green plants stick out between the rocks leading up to the falls. The soil is so fertile here. It's hard to find a spot that isn't home to a plant or animal. You have a bit more time to explore here, so your guide invites you to take a swim in the freshwater pool. You have your swimsuit on under your day wear, so you peel off your boots, socks, and top layers of clothing, ready to enter the water. A few others on your tour have already jumped in, disappearing beneath the surface for just a few seconds before bursting back up. The pool is deep and safely clear of rocks or other obtrusive objects. They tell you how nice the cool water is and encourage you to join. You take your turn to plunge into the water and splash into the water's cool embrace. You swim beneath the surface for a short moment. You can still hear the rush of the waterfall, but it is muffled now, as if the stream is trying to speak through a bubble. You spend some time bathing and swimming in the pool, enjoying the nourishing feeling of water on your skin. You imagine the water rushing into the river, retracing your walk from this morning, winding through the tree-filled landscape until it meets the larger Amazon River. The Amazon is the second longest river in the world, surpassed only by the Nile in Egypt. It spans from Peru through Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, and finally Brazil, where it traverses the country on its way to the Atlantic Ocean. Millions of years ago, before the formation of the Andes mountain range in southern Peru, the Amazon River flowed in the opposite direction, from east to west, where it emptied into the Pacific Ocean. The creation of the Andes left the river landlocked for nearly 5 million years until it found its way back to sea on the other side of the continent. After a few more minutes of splashing around, you climb out and lay down on the rock. With the air being so warm, you comfortably rest and let the sun dry your skin. Your muscles feel soft and loose, bringing a serene state of calm to your body. You let your eyes drift up, looking at the broad green leaves above you, between which you catch glimpses the clear blue sky. The sloth seems to have found a cozy resting place on a broad tree branch. Nearby, tropical birds hop from tree to tree, and your guide offers you a pair of binoculars to get a closer look. There are dozens of species flying around and tweeting to one another. You recognize one in particular, the bright orange beak of a toucan. These birds spend most of their lives in the canopy of the rainforest, fluttering from tree to tree to find food or a place to make their nest. They're beautiful to watch, and you try your best to track them up close with the binoculars. After several minutes of bird watching, it's time to continue on your hike. Nice and dry now, you put your clothes back on and follow your guide back down the path and away from the river. Here, The path widens, and tall rubber trees and farmland line both sides. Soon, you come upon a small farmhouse. A brown horse stands proudly outside, snacking on long grass. To your right, a handful of chickens run around a paddock, clucking as if to greet you. You turn to the house and follow your guide into the wooden barn. Inside, a dog is playing with an old woman sitting cross-legged on the floor. As you enter, the woman looks up at you with a warm, wide smile. She is a local potter, and she's going to help you make a bowl from scratch. You sit opposite the elderly woman, feeling the cool stone ground below you. The woman explains to you how she collects the ingredients for the clay you'll be using. Every day, she walks deep into the rainforest, gathering the perfect types of soil and stones, which can then be crushed, mixed with water, and ground into clay. There is a pile of black soil before you. The potter pulls out a metal bucket filled with today's bounty. She pours the ground mixture over the dark mud and invites you to help grind it with your feet. You remove your shoes and socks and stand on top of the soil, walking on the spot. The mixture feels cool and squishy under your feet, some of the clay delightfully seeping up through the gaps between your toes. You move your feet up and down, watching the browns, greys and blacks mix together. The dog wags his tail, showing his excitement as the ingredients blend. It's good fun and brings a childlike joy out of everyone. After a few more minutes of stomping, you return to your seat and take a handful of the freshly made clay to place in front of you. The old woman shows you how to shape your bowl and helps you when the clay falls apart in your hands. The mixture smells like a fresh grass bed after a rainstorm. The pleasant odour, combined with the rhythmic kneading of the clay in your hands, makes you feel at peace. To make the bowl, you press the clay beneath your hands and flatten it on the ground. You then roll the clay into thin cylinders, which you wrap around each other. You layer them until they become coils, expanding with each new piece. Once all of the clay has been utilized, the woman instructs you to dip your hand in water and smooth out the lines of the bowl. You watch the coils blend together as your fingers become covered in the mixture. The feeling of the cool water and clay on your hands is surprisingly satisfying. You carefully work away at your bowl, trying to shape the sides evenly and smooth off the surfaces. Finally, your creation is complete. It looks a little bit warped and off balance, as if it's sprung from the earth itself, but that's all part of its charm. There's something fulfilling about creating with your hands, you think. The potter compliments your bowl. It's a great first creation. She then brings out some red paint to decorate with. You dip your hand in the mixture to colour the inside of your bowl, making a few patterns with thicker layers of paint here and there. Once you finish, you leave the bowl with the potter, who will bake it in her kiln overnight. When it is ready tomorrow morning, your guide will collect it and deliver it to you as a souvenir. You say goodbye to the old woman, thanking her for sharing her craft with you. As you leave the property, you give the dog a pat and a scratch behind the ears. You wave goodbye to the horse and the chickens, leaving them to their cozy jungle home. You follow your guide back down the path, watching the sun sink lower in the sky. Thin clouds roll across the horizon on the other side of the canopy, and the setting sun creates shades of pink and purple. The colours of the sunset break up the greens and browns of the rainforest, a prismatic display of colour that signals the end of your adventure. After a little while of walking, you see the familiar sight of your lodge. Your guide leaves you at the entrance, and you use the last rays of the sun to walk back up the stone pathway leading to your room. A group of giant blue butterflies flutter around you as you walk back up the path. Their expansive wings are a beautiful royal blue. They dance in the glow of the sunset, taking the place of your guide as you make your way back to your room. Once inside, you fill your bathtub to wash the lingering bits of mud off of you. The warm water flows over your limbs as you scrub away the remnants of your adventure. After a relaxing soak, you get into your bed, pulling the blankets around you. You're tired from a full day of walking. Lying in the comfort and safety of your bed, you begin to hear the patter of rain on the roof. The fresh scent of wet soil arrives. You picture the droplets falling onto the canopy, slowly dripping down to the ground below. Protected in your cabin, you imagine the water feeding the plants all around you, helping them to grow and keeping the ecosystem of the rainforest alive. The birds whistle and chirp as they gather to sleep in the fading light. The constant buzz of insects creates soothing music right outside your window. You try to make out the sounds of the different birds, separating the macaws from the toucans, kingfishers and owls. But you can't. Their songs all merge together in symphony. You start to drift off to sleep with the gentle tap-tap of rain. Distinguishable from the rain, a light trickle of water reminds you of the little stream running behind your lodge, lazily moving downhill to the larger Kumbaza River. It's as if the rainforest is singing you a lullaby to the rhythm of the raindrops. The tumbling of the water, the gentle animal and insect sounds, and the earthy scents all envelop you in a cocoon. You feel completely safe and at ease in this place as you drift off to sleep.